亲来敬拜我们的主耶稣。
And I observed that all our brothers and sisters came here with great hope and with a lot of happy gladness in you.
我相信神一定会大大祝福你们的。
I believe God will bless you greatly.
感谢主带领我们的大家庭有一个新的开始。
Thank God that gave us this new beginning.
所以今天和大家分享的题目就是新年新的发展。
So today our topic is New Year, New Development.
新的发展的第一个重点是什么呢
？The new development, what is the main point to that?
就是先要有神国度的看见。
So you must possess the visions of God's kingdom.
国度这个字在新约一共出现了162次。
In the New Testament, the kingdoms have appeared 162 times.
但是有100次。是主耶稣亲自说出来的。
And but 100 times was spoken by Jesus Christ.
可见国度是非常重要的。
So you can see the kingdom is very important.
那主耶稣讲的国度当然是指神的国度嘛。
So of course, kingdoms that Jesus Christ was talking about is talking about God's kingdom.
因为人的国度会过去的。
Because the kingdoms by humans will be passed.
但是神的国度却是永远长存的。
But the kingdoms of God is always forever.
就像主导文里面所说的。
Just like in the prayers, in the Lord's prayer.
最后一句话。
The last word.
就是因为国度、权柄、荣耀都是你的，知道什么？永远。
Because the kingdoms of power and glory is always forever for you.
所以我们可以这么说
So we can say that
就是现在地上所有的教会就是神国度的一个缩影
So in the nowadays all the churches are actually is a miniature of the kingdoms in heaven
那今天教会存在的目的是什么
So what's the purpose for all the churches on earth now
就是要不断的扩张神的
So we have to continuously to expand the kingdoms of God.
国度的王就是我们的主耶稣。
The king of this kingdom is our Jesus Christ.
那国度的百姓就是我们这些属于神的儿女。
And all the citizens are the king, the God's children.
因此基督徒的责任就是要不断地去扩张神的国度。
Therefore, as a citizen of this Christians, you need to expand this kingdom.
因此，今年我们教会的主题就是“我爱我家，同心建造”。
So the main course message of our church is, "I love my family, build up with one mind."
因为当我们一起来建造教会，就是在扩张神的国度。
Because if we are building up the church together, we are the one who's expanding this kingdom as well.
请大家先来读《使徒行传》的十章一到二节。
Let's read it at chapter 10, 1 to 2.
请，在该撒利亚有一个人名叫哥尼流，是义大利营的百夫长。他是个虔诚人，他和全家都敬畏神。多多周济百姓，常常祷告。
Let's read in English together. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as an Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly.
哥尼流是意大利营的一个百夫长。
Cornelius is a centurion in the Italian regiment.
可见他是一个外邦人。
You can say that he is a
Gentile. 虽然他不是犹太人，但是呢，他却是一个非常敬虔的人。
Even he is not a Jewish, but he is a very devoted person.
请大家注意第二节。
And you notice the second verse.
他是个虔诚人。他和全家都敬畏神，多多周济百姓，而且常常祷告。
So in verse second, he and all his family were devoted in God's fearing. He gave generously to those in need and pray to God regularly.
所以这里告诉我们，他和他家里所有的家人都是敬畏神的。
You can see that not just him, including his whole family, they are all very devoted.
而且他非常有爱心，常常去帮助有需要的穷人。
And he also very loving person, and he helps all the poor and generously.
还有呢，他就是一个经常祷告的人。
And he is a person that prays regularly.
所以这个百夫长的优点呢，是值得我们学习的。
So we can observe this good area, this centurions that we can learn from him.
那么在使徒行传的第十章里面还有什么其他内容呢？
And what else in the chapter 10 in Acts chapter 10?
那就是彼得呢看见了一个异象。
And then Peter also saw a vision.
啊，我们来读十章的九到十六节。
Let's read the verse 9 through 16.
我们稍微读慢一点。
We can read this slowly.
我们就圣灵带领我们进入当时的那个情况。
The Holy Spirit guide us into that area at the time and the circumstance there.
好，请。第二天，他们行路将近那城，彼得约在谷镇上忙去祷告，觉得饿了，想要吃。那家的人正预备饭的时候，彼得魂游向外，看见天开了，云雾降下，好像一块大布，系着四角，垂在地上，里面有地上的各样世俗的走兽和昆虫，并天上的飞鸟。又有声音向他说：“彼得，起来宰了吃。”彼得却说：“主啊，这是不可的，凡俗物和不洁净的物，我从来没有吃过。”第二次有声音向他说：“神所洁净的，你不可当作俗物。”这样一连三次，那物随即收回天上去。
Let's read in English slowly and observe the circumstances in this time. About noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven opened and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles and birds. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." "Surely not, Lord," Peter replied. "I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." This happened three times, and immediately the sheet was taken back to heaven.
这一段故事在告诉我们什么呢？
What's the story telling us?
就是彼得还停留他自己一个旧有的观念里面。
Because Peter at that time, he was still stuck in his old way, in his Jewish way.
所以他认为有些东西啊，那些昆虫走兽是不洁净的，所以彼得他认为是不能吃的。
So that concept and perception is those kind of four-footed animals and insects are unclean. They can't eat those.
但是请注意十五节。
But pay attention to verse 15.
第二次有声音向他说，神所洁净的。你不可当作俗。
The voice spoke to him a second time, "Do not call anything here that God has made clean."
这什么意思呢？
What's that mean?
神要告诉彼得，救恩不是单单只给犹太人而已。
So God is telling Peter, blessing and salvation is not only for Jewish.
救恩同时也是给很多外邦人的。
Salvation is also for us.Gentile as well.
所以后来那个百夫长哥尼流，他就请彼得到他家去讲道。
So because later on Cornelius, a centurion, invited Peter to go to his house and speak to the family.
那当然，这个百夫长他全家就归向主耶稣了。
And after that, the whole family devoted themselves to Jesus Christ.
所以这个故事要告诉我们一个重点。
The story told us one very main point.
就是我们需要突破我们自己的成见。
We need to overcome our own personal opinion.
我们要学习来顺服神的带领。
We need to learn to obey the guidance of our God.
因为我们做神的工作一定要按照神的带领。
Because we're doing God's work, therefore we need to follow God's guidance.
那今年我们教会要特别发展我们的小组。
In this year, our church would like to focus in expanding our cell groups.
我们盼望人人，我说人人都归属一个小组。
And I hope every one of us will belong to at least one cell group.
因为小组的好处是大家背景相同嘛。
Because in a cell group, then you generally have a similar background.
因为你有相同的背景，你就有容易有共同的话题。
When you have similar background, you are able to have similar conversations together.
那么可以增加彼此的一个好的关系。
Improve your relationships.
那么在生活中互相的关怀，小组就自然的成长。
In yourself, you're able to care for each other, and therefore you can grow together.
比方说，今年小组你要查哪一本书
？Just like in this year, in yourself, which book are you going to study?
小组有没有好的策略啊，来提升小组弟兄姐妹的灵命的成长
？Is there any strategy that you set up to help yourself members to grow in the spirit?
那现在执事会呢，正在积极地寻找一个运动的场地。
And now our deacon boards are looking for an area facility that will help us bring our church to do activities and exercise study.
因为我们希望呢，教会如果能够找到一个场地呢，可以提供大家每个月有一次大家去锻炼的一个地方。
So if we are able to find this location, we are able to take our cell groups to this location.So we can have activity again once a month.
教会生活不仅仅是一起查经
and the life in the church is not just get together and then study the Bible only.
而且是一起的锻炼
It is also you are here together and motivate each other in the exercise.
大家知道我们教会的这个许国辉 Tony 啊。当年就是因为打球而进到我们教会。
If some of you remember one of our brothers, Tony Huang, he also became our members because through playing ping pong.
还有以前那个王腾弟兄也是因为打球来我们教会后来受洗的。
And also another brother's Wang Teng, he's also because of playing ping pong and decided to be baptized and join our church.
所以鼓励大家多多祷告。
And I encourage you, all of you, to.Pray regularly.
希望我们能够同心合一的来扩张神的国度。
And hope helping us to build these kingdoms or in one mind.
无论你透过运动，透过这个游山玩水，透过在家里面的这个吃火锅，可以扩张认识更多的新朋友。
No matter how your method is, through either to traveling all the places or have hot pots at home, and then that will still help you build relationships.
只要我们真心诚意地关怀别人
As long as you honestly to caring other people.
总有一天我们能够把他们带到耶稣基督的面前
One of these days we'll be able to bring them in front of God.
大家有信心吗
？Do you have confidence？
你要有信心吗
？You need to have confidence in doing that。
就是当我们看见神国度意象的时候，我们也要付出行动。
So when you saw the vision of God's kingdom, now you need to come accompany with action。
我来想跟大家分享一下这个去年这个 Wendy 这个宣教士在这个台北的工作，来我们教会分享这个图片。
I would like to share with you also the last year there's North Thailand. There's a lady, her name's Wendy, about her ministries.
当时感动了很多的弟兄姐妹。
And that day, when she was here, she touched a lot of us.
而且我们也经历了神给我们教会的祝福。
And then also it motivated some of our church blessing.
根据 Wendy 跟我们的分享说
，Based on her sharing,
他们夫妻是从零开始。
This couple started the ministry from zero, nothing.
但是神透过他们
But through God's and through them,
在十年之间
，in 10 years，
建立了三间教会，一所孤儿院，还有一个咖啡店。
And they started three churches, one orphanage and one coffee shop.
那我们看见什么呢
？What did you see there？
我们看见神透过他们来扩张神的国度。
God has expanded His kingdom through them.
从零开始。
From zero, nothing.
在十年之间。
In 10 years.
非常困难。
It is very challenging things.
但是在人不能在神没有难成的事情。
But also we knew that something is impossible for humankind, but it is possible for God.
经历了三间教会，一间孤儿院，还有一间咖啡店。
Three church, one orphanage, and a coffee shop.
所以我们看见神就透过他们来扩张神的国度。
We know that God said, build a kingdom through them.
求主帮助我们有这样看见。
Let's help pray God that will help us to have that kind of vision.
也求主的爱来激励我们。
May His love to encourage us.
我们不能停留在你好我好的这一个小小的范围里面而已。
We cannot stay in this, just everyone are good, and then be comfortable in this small circle.
所以我们今年继续要把我们儿童事工做得更好。
So we need to continue to improve on our children ministry.
我们六月份的 VBS， 我们的目标是能够邀请到60位小朋友，60位来参加我们的 VBS。
The goal for this year in the VBS, we will hope that we will bring in 60 children.
现在来教会的小朋友大概20位左右。
And right now we have about 20 children in our church now.
但是只要我们努力
，And as long as we work hard，
我们祷告
，We pray，
我们邀请
，We invite，
我们只是关心他们
，And then we show we care them。
我们相信今年到年底，我们小朋友来到台前的时候，至少有35个小朋友。
We pray that at the end of this year, we will have 30 children coming from the stage.
大家要有这个信心。
We must have this kind of faith.
大家要有这个激情。
We must have this kind of enthusiasm.
因为你要了解到，你和我做的是为着主而做的。
Because you must understand that whatever you're doing, you're doing it for God.
是为着国度的意向。
You're doing that for the vision of kingdoms.
所以求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们需要从永恒的角度来看我们短暂的今生。
We must use the eternal life vision to observe this short-term life here.
教会最怕没有意向，没有动力，没有目标。
And the churches, the worst thing for churches is no visions, no motions, no actions.
原谅我说，那就是一个死的教会。
Forgive me for remind you, that will be a dead church.
死水一滩
It's a dead water.
什么是蒙神祝福的教会呢
What is a church blessed from God, by God?
是一个活水的教会吗
It is a living water church.
圣灵的江河透过你和我他把这个活水的江河涌流出去
This Holy Spirit pouring into you and through you it will pour out through you.
所以教会一定要突破现况
And the church must have this exceeding overcoming all this.
因为有意向，所以有动力。
Because you have vision, therefore you have motion.
哦，弟兄姐妹，这个非常重要。
It is very important to you.
啊，所以我们教会要成为一个有目标、有动力的教会。
So our church needs to have goal and we need to have motion.
如果有人问你说，我们教会今年的主题是什么呢
？If someone asks you what is the main points of our church this year，
就是我爱我家，同心建造。
It is I love my family and build up to in one mind。
啊，你可以跟你的朋友说。
You can tell your friends。
啊，我们教会的咖啡不错。
The coffee in our church is very pretty good。
啊，我们的午餐也不错。
And our lunch is pretty nice too, delicious。
牧师的讲道也还可以。
And then our pastors and sermons, okay.
这边中国的春节快来了。
And even our Chinese New Year is coming around.
所以请大家抓住机会。
Please seize the moment.
热心一点，积极一点。
Enthusiastic and then we active.
那当我们大家都这么热心的时候呢
？And when everyone is that enthusiastic.
圣灵就一定做工的。
And the Holy Spirit will absolutely will work in you.
请大家来读一下罗马书的十二章十一节。
Let's read Romans chapter 12 verse 11.
啊，我们大声来读一下。
Let's read aloud together.
来。殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
So we need the English speak up louder this time. Let's read it together. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spirits fervent, serving the Lord.
殷勤就是要很努力，很勤快的，不能懒惰嘛。
Zeal means you must be very active and then cannot be lazy.
要心里怎么样？
In your heart, what do you need to have in your heart?
你们告诉我，要心里怎么样？
You need to tell me what is in your heart.
火热。
You need to be very enthusiastic, burning with fire.
当你火热的时候，请问主看见没有？
When you be enthusiastic, God, can you see it?
当你冷淡的时候，请问主看见没有？
When you are being cold as ice, do you think God cannot see?
当你不冷不热的时候，你主看见没有？
When you are being lukewarm.Do you think God see it?
启示录里面有一句话很重要。
In Revelation, there's a word that's very important.
启示录里面主说，如果你不冷不热，我就把你吐出去。
In the Revelation, it said, if you've been lukewarm, I will spit you out.
所以求主帮助。
Praise God and help us.
做一个基督徒是真的基督徒。
When you're a Christian, you need to be a true Christian.
我盼望我们教会的弟兄姐妹没有那个不冷不热的基督徒。
I hope our among us we don't have a lukewarm Christian here.
牧师你都年纪都这么大了，还这么的啊激情啊
！Pastor, you're already that old. Why are you so still enthusiastic?
啊，你们年轻的更要激情一点。
And the young people, come on, you got to be better than us.
我要告诉你一个很重要的事情。
And I need to tell you for something very important.
就是我们一起是为主做的。
Together, we are doing what God wants us to.
这是真理。
This is the truth.
你不是 do me a favor.
You're not doing me any favor.
我也不是拜托你来帮我个人做什么。
And I'm not asking you to do anything for me.
你必须要弄清楚一个真理。
You must be clear about this truth.
主班的大使命是给每一位基督徒的。
That Great commission from Jesus Christ is for everyone.
所以我盼望你心里火热，来常常服侍。
And I want you, to, so you, I hope you will be enthusiastic and serve God always.
我们为主的缘故，心里大发热心。
We need to have fervor in our spirits for God.
好不好？
Enthusiastic for Him.
所有的人鼓励一下，说为主的缘故大发热心，好不好？
Let's all tell each other and then tell each other.Be enthusiastic for God. I think you should be jumping out of your chair and tell them.
哦，这个新年的这个很重要哈。
And I think it's very important for New Year.
然后我们今天新年要操练四个字。
And in this New Year, we need to exercise four important words.
好，四个字是圣、永恒、专诚四个字。
Sanctification, courage, faithfulness, and honesty.
很好记。
It's very easy.
圣勇专诚
Sanctification, courage, faithfulness, and honesty.
盼望你们记下来啊
I hope you will remember all this.
等一下是有奖品的
I will have gifts for you.
第一个圣洁
Word first, sanctification.
啊，第一个圣洁，请来读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》四章七节
Let's read it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7.
来，请。神造我们本不是要我们沾染污秽，乃是要我们成为圣洁。
Let's repeat in English. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life.
神选召我们的目的是做什么呢
？The purpose of God chosen us, what is it?
就是要我们成为圣洁。
Because He wants us to be holy.
那要从内心的干净到外在的言语态度都要圣洁。
So in everything from within and outside our behavior, we have to be clean.
圣经说我们都是圣徒。
In Bible said, call a saint.
意思是说我们是从世界里面被神分别为圣的一群人。
It's because God has separated us to make us holy.
那你说我们的生活要不要圣洁？
So what do you think? Our life doesn't need to be pure?
圣洁必须要从内心的心思意念开始操练。
And so the holiness you need to start from within yourself, inside you.
我们必须要除掉心里很多的杂念，才能装进神的话。
You must remove all interference and all the bad thoughts from within of your thoughts.
所以每天的灵修是不可少的。
So every day, your daily devotion, you cannot lack of it.
那今年我们鼓励各小组。各个小组你自己啊来这个制定你小组的这个灵修的进度。
So this year we asked each cell group to develop your own devotional times.
而且常常互相的提醒吗
？And then each group, each member remind each other.
你的小组的组员互相分享灵修心得。
And your cell group members to share your experience of your devotions.
那久而久之呢，神的话就成为我们的生命。
Eventually, the word of God will become our life.
第二个重点是勇敢。
And second, word is courage.
我不知道什么原因啊，好像华人的基督徒啊都非常保守。
And I have no idea why it is. Most Chinese restaurants are very conservative.Sorry, church. Don't be a way. China's church.
这个保守的基督徒就常常是这个也不能做，那个也有顾虑嘛。
So we being so conservative, we cannot do this, and we worry about that.
难怪教会很难突破。
No wonder the church cannot have any overcome anything.
但是今天我们作为基督的精兵。
So, but today we are a soldier of God.
我们要认清一个事实嘛。
We know one truth.
就是我们依靠的是那位大有能力、大有权柄的主耶稣嘛。
We rely on this great and all powerful God, Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督已经从死里复活了。
He already resurrected from the death.
证明他早已得胜撒旦的权势。
He already overcome the death of the Satan.
那有什么我们好怕的？
What is it for our fears?
所以我们应当刚强壮胆啊。
So we should be brave and we have courage.
何况还有圣灵住在我们里面呢？
And even especially we even have Holy Spirit live within us.
圣经告诉我们说
In the Bible said.
那在我们里面的比那在外面的更大。
What's inside of us is even greater than what's outside.
所以我们没有理由害怕。
So there's no reason for us to have fears.
我们应当刚强壮胆嘛。
We must be, have courage and be brave.
因为我们的主是永远得胜的主。
Because our God will always be victorious.
同样的，耶稣基督的教会一定要勇于突破。
So in the same thing, in all the Christian church, we must learn how to do breakthrough.
教会不但要有意向，而且要有胆识，要有魄力。
You don't just have vision, you also have courage, and then you have overpowering ability.
教会要迈开大步往前走。
We must step forward, a big leap forward.
当然，福音的内容是不能改变的。
And then of course,our scriptures and then our evangelical message has to be the same. We cannot change that.
但是我们可以在方法上有所创新。
We can change the method, however.
我们要善用新的科技。
We can use a different method to do this approach.
想尽一切的办法把福音传扬出去。
Use all methods to spread the gospel.
如此我们才能够为主得人嘛。
And through that way, we'll be able to gain people for God.
我们不能够一直停留在用人的眼光去看事情。
We cannot only use our own human vision to see God's words.
我们需要用神的眼光去看事情。
We must use God's vision to see the word.
大家都知道信仰分两个层面。
We also know that our inner faith, but there's two faces for our faith.
第一个层面就是我的层面。
The first phase is my stage.
我的需要，我的祷告，主啊，请你帮助我。
And then this me stage is we're talking about I need this, and God, you need to help me.
这个没有问题。
That's no big deal.
我们刚信主的时候都是这样子。
When we are an early Christian, we're always like that.
但是关键是我们不能一直停留在我的层面。
But the turning point is not that we can only stay in the me stage.
我们要从我的层面进到神的层面。
And we need to overpower this, staying on this me stage and then go to God's stage.
那什么是神的层面呢？
What is God's stage?
就是从神的角度去看事情。
So you can look at things through God's vision. That's God's stage.
并且是神啊，你要我做什么？
So you will ask God, what do you want me to do?
神啊，你要做什么？你要我们教会做什么？
So God, what do you want me to do, and what do you want our church to do?
所以我们需要从我的层面进入到神的层面，有国度的看见。
So when you leave from your me stage and go to God's stage, and then you'll be able to see the kingdoms.
想一想看。
And think about.
当年神呼召摩西带领以色列人出埃及。
When Moses called his people to leave Egypt.
当摩西带着那么多人，他的百姓面对红海的时候。
When Moses had all these people behind him and he was facing the Red Sea.
后面有埃及的追兵马上追杀过来了。
And the cavalries of this running from the Egyptian army, they are on his way.
摩西和他百姓面对红海怎么办？
And Moses facing this Red Sea, what is he going to do?
摩西是相信神的应许。
Moses believed the promise from God.
但是他的信心也要透过他的行动表现出来啊。
But he needs to show his faith through his action as well.
我告诉你。
I will tell you.
如果摩西的杖不伸出去，红海就不会分开。
But if Moses did not reach out with his staff, the Red Sea would not part.
单单信心还不够。
So only through faith is not enough.
你要因着你的信心有所行动。
You must act according to with your faith.
所以摩西就勇敢地举杖。
And so he picked up his staff.
当摩西把他的杖一举起来的时候，整个的红海就分开了。
When he picked up the staff, the whole Red Sea was part.
哦，弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过
？Have you ever thought about this?
那一刻是多么震撼的时候
！And that very moment is a very tremendous.
因为不但红海分开了
，It was not just the Red Sea parted.
那以色列人走的竟然是干地啊！
The Israelites walking past this path is actually a dry land.
大家有没有想过，如果红海分开了还是泥地，那整个以色列的老百姓都陷在那个泥泞里面了。
Have you ever thought about it? Red Sea was parted, but then they're walking through this mud, and these people will be stuck in the mud.
我在说什么？
What am I talking about?
摩西当然是信靠神的应许。
Of course, Moses he was trusting God's promises.
但是他信心一定要有行动。
But his faith has to follow with action.
就是摩西面对红海的时候。
So when Moses faces Red Sea,
他拿起神给他的杖。
He picked up the staff that God gave him.
说神啊，求你分开红海。
God, may you part this old Red Sea.
红海就分开。
And the Red Sea parted for him.
弟兄们，姐妹，你看见我们的神是什么样的神？
So have you observed and you seen what kind of God is our God?
圣经告诉我们说。
In the Bible said,
如果我们大大张口，神就给我们大大充满。
If we open our mouth quietly, then He will fill us.
今年就是我们教会一定要突破的一年。
This year, our church has to break through.
过去两年半，我们教会的主题是做主门徒，传主福音。
In the past 2 years, our messages be God's disciples and be Christians for God.
我相信我们弟兄姐妹已经有很好打下很好的基础。
And I know by now a lot of you have good foundations in your faith.
所以我们教会今年的主题是要同心建造。
So this year, our message is build up in one mind.
教会一定要勇敢地往前走。
The church needs to move forward with courage.
我们要做一个勇敢的基督的军队。
We need to be a courageous army soldier.
第三个重点。
The third point.
专一。
And being faithful.
就是当我们立志专心跟从神是非常重要的态度。
There is a very important attitude that when we commit to follow God and being faithful.
请大家来读《民数记》的十四章二十节。
Let's read Numbers chapter 14 through 24.
这是耶和华对摩西还有迦勒所说的话。
This is God was talking to Caleb.
二十节一起来听。唯独我的仆人迦勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。
So in English we'll say, but because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it.
我们那个经文再打出来一下。
Let's place the scripture again, please.
特别注意是谁说的。
Who said that? Pay attention, who said this?
神自己说的。
God spoke to Caleb himself.
他说唯独我的仆人迦勒，因他另有一个心志，注意啊，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。
And pay attention, he said, only Caleb has a different spirit and follow me wholeheartedly, and I will bring him into the land and he went to, and his descendants will inherit it.
可见神非常欣赏迦勒专一跟从神的态度。
You can see that God's really take it in heart that how Caleb wholeheartedly followed him.
今天照样当你专心服侍神的时候，神就欣赏你，就悦纳。
Today, when you serve God wholeheartedly, God will see it and he will appreciate your whole life.
那我们要进一步的深思。
And we have to think deeper.
就是一个人为什么会专一来跟从神呢？
Why would anyone follow God faithfully or wholeheartedly?
答案是因为他爱神。
Because the answer is because they love God.
因为他爱神，所以产生他专一的态度。
Because of the love he has for God, he or she has for God,Therefore, he can wholeheartedly follow God.
因为他想要报答神给他那么多恩典嘛。
Because they want to repay all the blessing God had given them.
弟兄姐妹，我相信神在你身上还有你的家庭有许多的祝福。
And I know, brother and sister, on you and your family, God had given you a lot of blessing.
所以今天我鼓励你专一来侍奉神，跟主神。
I encourage you today, and you need to serve God wholeheartedly.
当你把神放在你生命中第一位的时候，神都看见。
When you put God first place, God knows.
你放一百二十个心。
You put in 230.
当你先求神的国和神义的时候，其余的你的需要，神都会怎么样？加给。
So when you put everything, put God first, and then ask and pray to God, and God will bless you all the time.
让我们真的是把神放在我们生命中的第一位。
We need, may God help us to put God as priority, number one.
第四个重点。
And the fourth point.
诚实。
Honesty.
基督徒是不能说。
As a Christian, you cannot lie.
我们一定要诚实。
We must be honest.
如果我们做错的事情，我们就承认做错。
When we did something wrong, we just admit it we make a mistake.
那我们就求神来赦免我们，下次改进。
And pray to God, and then He will forgive us, and then we'll do better.
最怕的就是用说谎来遮盖事实。
The worst is you lie to cover up.
因为这是神非常不喜悦的事情。
Because God did not like that.
所以小孩子呢，我们从小就要教导他一定要诚实。
So when we raise up our children, we must teach them not to lie.
做错了没有关系，我们每个人都做错事情，对不对？
It's okay to make a mistake. We all make mistakes.
啊，但是你不能说谎。
But you cannot lie about.
啊，我也不赞成这个白色的谎言，我不赞成。
And I don't agree with the so-called white lies.
谎话就是谎话。
Lie is a lie.
基督徒一定要百分之百诚实。
And as Christian, you must be 100% honest.
因为神喜悦诚实。
Because God loves and likes honest people.
所以我们看这个图片，就是做人要诚信，做事要实在。
So as we in the slide say, be honest and be real.
因为这就是我们的本分。
Because this is our duty.
啊，今天的题目是新年新的发展。
And today's our topic is new year and new beginning of new development.
啊，有三方面的发展，我们来看一下这个重点。
There's three developments, and let's look at that.
啊，我们看这个 PowerPoint 啊。第一个，我们要怎么样？先要有看见神的国度。
First, you have to have vision of God's kingdom.
第二个，我们要突破成见，愿意顺服神。
And the second is need to overcome prejudice and obey God.
第三个，我们要新年要立志操练慎勇专诚四个字。
And then, so the third one, we have to practice it. Make sure we're committed to practice.Four words in the sanctification, courageous, faithfulness, honesty.
那我们低头预备我们的心来祷告。
Let's bow our head and prepare our hearts and pray.
在我们祷告之前
，and before I pray,
你如果听了今天的信息
，after you heard this message today,
你愿意在新年的第一个主日在神的面前立志
，and if you decide and want to commit to yourself and confess your sin in front of God.
愿意朝着慎勇专诚这四个重点去操练的人。
And you're also willing to practice this year forward, sanctification, courageous, faithfulness, and honesty.
请你举一下手，我牧师为你祷告。
Please raise your hand.
哦，感谢主，感谢主。
Praise God, praise God.
举高一点，举高一点，让我看见。
And you raise your hand, bow your head, raise your hand like high.
哇，感谢主，我们教会有希望。
We our church have hopes.
好，请放下，我们一起祷告。
Please put your hands down and pray together.
哦，亲爱的阿爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we praise you and thank you.
我们看见2020年第一个主日，你是何等的祝福我们的弟兄姐妹。
We saw that how you bless all our brothers and sisters in the 2020.
因为你的圣灵透过你的信息来激励我们。
Because you encourage all of us through the Holy Spirit.
你让我们的教会看见国度的意象。
You let us see the vision of the kingdoms.
你带领我们要真是同心合一来建造我们的教会。
You led us to build a church, build up our church in one mind.
帮助我们放下我们个人的成见。
And help us to let go of our personal prejudice.
我们愿意百分之百的顺服你。
And help us to be faithful to you.
在新的一年
，in the new year，
我们立志往这个慎勇专诚好好的操练。
We will commit we ourselves to get closer, become better at the whole sanctification, courageous, faith and.
求主来祝福我们的教会。
And may God help us.
大大复兴我们的教会。
And revive our church.
加添我们的信心、爱心和盼望。
Increase our faith and love and our hope.
哈利路亚，我们感谢赞美你。
Hallelujah, praise you, God.
祷告祈求，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.